is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. The number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive there in various different ways. And the main way is that you can actually control the content of the website. You find something online that you think's interesting, you'd like to share with other Free Talk Live listeners, you just submit it as show prep, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked in the aggregate will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So more people see it, and we're more likely to talk about it. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. All of it's free, by the way. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you. A lot of them do for their websites. We give it away. freetalklive.com. Good evening. It's Ian here with you.
And Nemi.
And Mark.
Or for those of you out on the West Coast, it's not quite the evening yet, I guess. But we're here.
I assure you, it will come.
Yeah. We're here for you. We'll take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE. Here in the place where we do this show, that is Keene, New Hampshire, little town of 25,000. They call it a city, but I don't know. Some people would say it doesn't quite qualify. And right here, right now, there's a big issue that has been bubbling over for the last few weeks, and I think this is an issue of national importance. It has to do with the militarization of the police departments around this country. And a lot of this militarization is happening at the hands of the temptation of the federal government, the people calling themselves the Department of Homeland Security, to be specific. They've been handing out grants, $300,000 grants, to various police departments. There are approximately 300 departments that have received these grants thus far across the country. Many, of course, of the largest cities already have these grants. They've already gone through this process. But apparently they're also targeting towns as small as 25,000 because...
25,000? I mean, Keene isn't that big.
No.
It's 23.
I'm just throwing that number
if
out.
If they have an arbitrary breakpoint, it isn't 25,000.
Oh, no, I didn't say that was any sort of official number. I was just throwing it out as a rounded-up number for what Keene is. Keene hits like 50,000 during the daytime when people come into work.
Sure, but they don't live here.
But as far as people that stay here overnight, there's about 25,000 people here. And so clearly the federal government has determined that it's okay for small-town police departments to be militarized as well. Of course, that's what they want. They want police who are more like the military, more obedient, more less likely to question their orders, more gung-ho, more into, you know, blowing stuff up and having big toys and equipment and machine guns and now in this case, armored vehicles. Some would say this thing's a tank. Obviously, it doesn't have treads, so there are some people who are saying, it's not a tank, it doesn't have treads. It doesn't have a cannon on it. It's not a tank.
It does come with an optional turret.
Yes.
You have to do is go to the website, and they have an optional turret for this. Now, that turret isn't the turret like you would expect to see on a tank, but it does have a turret.
So this has been an issue here because, a lot of people do not want this armored vehicle, this armored personnel carrier.
Right. It's an armored personnel carrier.
Well, it's an urban warfare vehicle, really.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you know, it's a variety of armored personnel carrier intended to be used in an urban theater. But I got to see what was the Appleton, Wisconsin's, took a picture with their SWAT team and their Bearcat. And these guys, they were looking like they were ready to protect and serve somebody to death.
Yeah.
Like, real quick.
Yeah, really.
Like, that's what they were there for. They were holding machine guns in their hands. They had the big shield things. They had the German helmet from World War II. They had that looking thing all dressed up in gear, black gear that say police on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys, this was not a rescue vehicle. And this is the bull crap that our town is trying to call this as a rescue vehicle. Even the one that's outfitted as a rescue vehicle is a SWAT/tactical EMS vehicle.
Absolutely. And what they're using this, what the excuse that they're using to justify the use of this vehicle is Pumpkin Festival, which draws roughly, what would you say, Ian? 200,000 people, maybe.
I don't know about that, but several
that far.
Dozen thousand, maybe. Okay.
Tens of thousands of people to Keene for over a 24-hour period. And even in the course of the past year, Pumpkin Fest management has been taken over by another company, has been significantly downsized. So any of the major problems that have been reported over the course of the last maybe 10 years mm-hmm. or 5 years even, were not experienced in this last Pumpkin Fest, even though I know I and many other locals and like myself are all set with Pumpkin Fest and would be happy that to see it canceled and be done with forever.
What's the worst that could happen? I mean, what is the worst that has happened at Pumpkin Fest? Some drunken fights, a broken storefront window?
Mob mentality. To sit at home to watch my property. I live in downtown, not far from the venue. I do stay home to make sure my property stays safe. And to listen to the Keene Police Band and listen to what their problems are, yes, public drunkenness, pumpkin smashing. A couple of my friends work on the fire department. They've reported being in fire vehicles or ambulances. This is, again, not last year, but in years prior, being going over to the primarily frat row over at Keene State and getting pelted by rocks. Yeah, that's the worst of it.
Yeah, I don't think the Keene Police need to have an armored vehicle that is available or that can withstand 50 cal ammunition to protect themselves from a drunken college student with a pumpkin in his hands.
This would be great if what the Keene Police were dealing with on a regular basis was IEDs. But this is not that kind of police department, and this is a vehicle of war. And as far as I'm concerned, if you take this vehicle of war, then you're declaring war on your citizenry.
Now,
that's what it looks like to me.
When did you guys move up here?
2006.
Okay. In 2005, we had a significant, it was the 100-year flood here. Mm-hmm. I had 3.5 feet of water in my basement. My neighborhood was the second ground zero, quote-unquote, in downtown Keene. We had the National Guard deployed. It was declared a state of emergency by the governor. We had that sort of equipment and all sorts of news vans on my street as this was going on and the week-long cleanup. We didn't need one then.
Right. Well, I mean, it wasn't a flood of bombs. It was a flood of water.
Right.
This vehicle doesn't float.
It
handles explosions.
Also, we do have two vehicles at the local National Guard armory that are able to run underwater. I don't know how they snorkel the engine. I don't know what the technical term is, but we have two vehicles here in Cheshire County already that are able to do this.
If they wanted to sell me on one of those ducks, those things that, like some decommissioned amphibious landing craft or something like that, okay. I might go for that. But this is not one of those. This is a vehicle to handle, people shooting at cop cars with, a lot of shots. We're not talking about a few shots. You're talking about somebody, setting up IEDs and blowing things up. This is a vehicle of war. This is for use in in Afghanistan, not in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, and the skullduggery that has been going on here is that what happened in December was the city council passed this thing, the approval for this grant, this $300,000 that will buy this Bearcat truck, and they did it basically without any fanfare. They kind of, right in the middle of the holiday season,
free money,
had themselves a meeting, and they said, well, how can anyone disagree with free money? It doesn't cost anything to the taxpayer, and the police get a new toy. Let's
do it. I can see why they chose to make that decision.
Because they'll do anything the police suggest that they do. They don't want to upset the police department. So they just went ahead and passed it, 13-1. There was one guy who dissented, Terry Clark, and thank goodness for him, because it's because of Terry Clark is why this issue has come back around. It was a lot of upset out in the community about this once the word finally got out what had happened. People got pretty upset, and I've been out on the streets petitioning people, talking to them about this.
Further, more so, when signatures were submitted asking for a public hearing and they were taken under advisement.
They were ignored.
Right.
They were taken as informational, which is their way of blowing off whatever it is you bring to them. If they say, we're taking it as informational.
Well, thanks for these signatures. This is notices, and please be on your way.
Moving on. Yep. Mm-hmm. So what it took was for this Terry Clark gentleman to, as one of the city councilors, when he brought it forward and says, well, I would like to have a hearing on this, they can't ignore him, apparently, so they actually had to go ahead and schedule this hearing. So there's going to be one of those tomorrow. But in the anticipation of the hearing, it's interesting how the behavior of Lenco, the company behind the Bearcat, has been. We'll explain what they've been up to. It's some sneaky stuff, but we'll explain here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. myfreesurvivalcourse.com. myfreesurvivalcourse.com or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And those features, by the way, include our mobile site. If you have a smartphone, you can visit mmobile.freetalklive.com for access to all of our live streams, which have Free Talk Live available around the clock. You can listen to the latest episode any time of the day or night that you want there over at n.freetalklive.com. Also, there's a quick link to our podcast for those of you who would prefer to download and listen later. Once again, go to, if you have a smartphone, m.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver, either as an investment or a hedge against inflation or barter currency in case things go really south. And lots of people want to get precious metals right now for lots of different reasons. If you are going to get them, you need to check rates. And one of the great ways to do that is go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got coins over there that you can check with other businesses, very common coins, ones that you know, are great for getting metal into your hand, bullion, essentially, into your hands. Great way to check. And some very special coins, too. We have Campaign for Liberty, quarter ounces available over there. Proofs, of course. We have Ian, you just got that survival bag of 1,000 mercury dimes.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The Ludwig von Mises silver round, that seems like that would go pretty well with our audience. And the Lakota Nation's copper medallions, a bag of 250. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check out what we've got there. Great rates. You're gonna likely to save money. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-453 is the toll-free number. Have you had to deal with this bearcat coming to your town or your city? What happened there?
Probably because, nothing.
Well,
is there going to be any kind of pushback wherever else you
go? That's what I want to know. Has there ever been pushback in regards to this Bearcat? Bearcat, by the way, stands for Ballistic, Ballistic Engineered Armored Response Counterattack Truck.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, because it's all about rescuing people. That's why they put counterattack in the name of the...
Right.
Vehicle.
Tack.
Yeah. So my question is, you know, have you experienced this? Was there any sort of pushback? Because I get the feeling that Lenko, the manufacturer of the Bearcat, which has all kinds of sweet money rolling in from the federal government in the form of $300,000 grants for their, who knows how much it actually cost them to make this truck. I bet there's a nice little profit built in there for them.
Right. This is money specifically for this vehicle. Is
that correct?
Correct.
Yep.
Right.
It's all $280,000.
It's not money for a Dodge made like this.
No.
It is for this vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
This is specifically a sweetheart deal for this company.
That's correct. And so I'm wondering if anyone else has any experience with this, because it is my belief that that Lenko has never had to deal with this before.
I don't think so.
They stepped in it big time coming to Keene. And if you look at how they're behaving. This week, yesterday, at this time, during this show yesterday, on their YouTube channel, the Lenko Bearcat YouTube channel, or Armored Vehicles YouTube channel, whatever it is, but Lenko has their own YouTube channel, they had a video up, which is a 3-minute promo video for the Lenko Bearcat, for the G3 model, which is the same model they're looking at getting in Keene. This is the SWAT version.
Okay.
So there's different iterations.
So this isn't
of this.
The SWAT tactical EMS version? Because I looked at all the versions. Let me take a look at the
G3. This is the G3. And if you look on their Lenko armoredtrucks.com, I think it's armoredtrucks.com is their website. If you look on their site, it shows you all the different versions. And none of them are, you know, a rescue vehicle necessarily. Or anyway, so they have this promo vehicle. It is essentially a glamour shot kind of slow-mo guys with machine guns piling out.
Very glamorous.
In military fatigues. It's very fetishizing.
That's a better word for it, yes.
Very Michael Bay sort of look. Yeah, and it's all about the slamming AC/DC Thunderstruck soundtrack with the dudes in fatigues and the machine guns and like...
Where's some bad man pajamas?
Guy with the machine gun pops out the top hatch.
Look at me, I got a machine gun!
He lowers the machine gun and then in slow-mo you can see the rounds spitting out the side. And, you know, it's very fetishized, you are a badass if you have the Lenko Bearcat badass.
Okay, and as a matter of fact, on their Facebook page, somebody responds to that picture that I was telling you about of the Appleton, Wisconsin. Have you ever heard of this place? Appleton, Wisconsin.
I have heard of it, yes.
I
haven't. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about Appleton,
Wisconsin.
Appleton,
Oshkosh.
I'm just saying that it is not St. Paul, right? And
it's not Detroit.
It's not Detroit either. You know, maybe in Detroit you could talk to me about a Bearcat.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. All I know is RoboCop. But... you know, Appleton, Wisconsin needs one of these things, but their cops love it.
Of course they do. Makes them feel like a man.
I mean, oh, so this G3 is it does not appear to be the model with the tactical EMS. Yeah, this is not the
SWAT truck.
Med evac. Okay, so well,
the G3 is a SWAT truck with a 50 cal protection.
The crap that they told us initially was that this was a rescue vehicle. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That was the stuff they said. And this here's what it says: Lenco Bearcat G3, all mil spec steel construction. Something about an AP, whatever that is. 50 cal BMG protection, V hull design, blast seats available. Commonality of parts with
blast
other Bearcats. Blast seats.
What are those?
I don't know.
Some seats to protect you from explosions.
I would
or
assume
something?
That's what they are. But it doesn't say, like the other one over here, the medical one. It doesn't say designed to meet the needs of SWAT and tactical EMS teams. Doesn't say that.
Now I would think. Forgive me here. If we did say we did need one of these, isn't there some similar piece of equipment coming back to the United States from abroad where we are at war or we've recently ended war?
I'm not at war and I don't need one of these things. There's no circumstance under which I would want to have a Bearcat.
I understand. I'm going worst case devil's advocate scenario here. I know I'm using the word we here and painting us all with a broad brush, but isn't there already a piece of equipment that could be reassigned to us, this area?
I mean, you already said that they have trucks at the National Guard.
It just seems to me like, why are we spending? Why spend? I'll take the we out of it.
But it's not you. The money's already been spent. The city's going to argue, and the people who are in favor of the Bearcat are going to argue that, hey, if you turn it down, they're just going to give it to some other town.
Well, Brattleboro, probably.
Will.
Sure.
Well, I can't imagine Brattleboro would stand for it either. So that's going to be their argument, is, oh, it's no cost to the taxpayers here. It's already been paid for. It's the federal government.
I understand. I'm not looking for a vehicle of war to be employed against the people of Keene.
For me, it's symbolism. I mean, this is an indicator. This is the canary in the mine, so to speak, that says, hey, everybody, your police are being militarized. Here's the proof.
Yeah.
And that is something that people don't want. I mean, going around town doing petitioning for this thing was so easy. So easy.
You've done some petitioning in your life. You know what easy petitioning's like.
A lot of people hadn't heard of it, of course, which is a common problem. Mm-hmm. People are completely disconnected from what's going on around them.
Sure.
But when I explained it to them, and, you know, I've got the picture of the thing right there and can show them the information about what the city council's doing, give a brief pitch of what's going on, and they're like, oh, my God, no, I don't want this thing. And they'd pick up the 10, and they'd have no problem signing. The only people who wouldn't sign it were the ones that were too busy, like the lady that said, sorry, I've got a meeting I've got to get to. She didn't have time to even find out what I was pitching her. I don't think anyone really said no except some old crazy bum. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. But remember, here is 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. They're completely free, so again, freetalklive.com. Features including our bulletin board system. You can go there, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, and also you'll find show notes, so we'll sometimes post our show prep there over at bbs.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the militarization of the police, and it is an issue that has struck home here in our beautiful little town of Keene, New Hampshire. It's where we do this radio program, where the city council quietly approved a federal $300,000 grant. I guess they figured, hey, it's free money. Everybody will think this is great. It's going to be for the police department to buy an armored truck called the Bearcat for the local police department.
I don't blame them from that standpoint. But if they don't react to... how many signatures do you have on this petition?
There are now about 500. Originally, there were 144 presented to them a couple weeks ago, and they blew it off. They said, this is informational, and then took it off the table. And then a city councilor, the one guy who voted against the Bearcat, was able to bring this issue back forward because there's some rule, they've got arbitrary rules. So the rule says that at the end of the year, after a year is over, every new year you can bring an issue back up. So because they voted on the Bearcat originally in December, come January, it was possible to bring the issue back forward.
Okay.
So now the meeting on this is going to be tomorrow night. There's going to be a public hearing about it, and the 500 signatures will be presented at that meeting. So there are now quite a few more.
The I don't blame them for saying, people on this the city council saying, free stuff for the police department. The police department wants it. The federal government wants to give it. I don't blame them for saying, yay, no problem. Let's just get that. But once the public reacts to it and then they want to shove it down their throat, that's when as far as I'm concerned, they're being unresponsive. I mean, I understand them taking free stuff. I don't like the way that it was done sort of during the holiday season or whatever, but if that's when it came up, it came up. I don't know if they're skullduggery being, you know, portrayed here or not. I have no idea, but if people have gotten, have responded, and there's been, in a town of 2,300, 500 signatures is a lot. If you want 1,000, we can deliver that for you. I mean, whatever it takes,
yep,
that can happen. But if they do not respond to a significant amount of people, then, you know, this could be their last go-round.
So let's get to your calls, your thoughts. You can certainly share with us any experience you have with the police being militarized in your town or your city. There's more to the story, though, and I'll get to that here in a moment as far as how slimy they've been here recently. I mean, specifically the Lenco company, the company that manufactures the Bearcat, but also the city workers have been pulling some tricks as well.
They want it bad. We want a man. We want the
not
tough
all of
truck.
Them. Not all of them. One of them told me in confidence that she doesn't want it at all, but she's too afraid to sign the petition because obviously they're, you know, they could fire her. Let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, it's very interesting to talk about, you know, the armored sort of like a little tank to, you know, go after the taxpayers and the civilians and the citizens of, you know, Vermont. It doesn't sound like it, or not Vermont, I guess I should say New Hampshire.
It's close.
But it doesn't seem like a free state with that. That seems to be sort of authoritarian, repressive.
Oh, absolutely. New Hampshire isn't a free place. There's
exactly.
All kinds of problems
so
here.
I think, in a sense, we have to be, you know, careful about that. And the fact is that the military, the police, since 9/11, have been militarized by the Department of Homeland Security. And also,
well, even prior
the government
to that.
Sends the police officers over to Israel to learn how to train the people in riot control, and sort of like what the Israelis are doing the Palestinians in the occupied territory, being very vicious and cruel. And in a sense, it's very tragic for this country because, you know, it changes the whole ethos of what, you know, the police were to do. Instead of protect and defend, they're going out and, you know, doing all sorts of things. Just think of the, I guess it was 2009 in Pittsburgh when they had the G8 or the G20 whatever conference in Pittsburgh, and you had the police riots against the innocent students at the University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon, and you had all of the things going on. You can go to the internet and look at that, and when you begin to look at that, you begin to see that the police really are becoming the problem, and I think we need to assert ourselves. And I would say, you know, it's a waste of money, the having that little Bearcat, because it's going to cost a hell of a lot of money to maintain it.
Correct.
And those
There's
are
that factor,
high-tech,
yep.
nasty, you know, tools that are used to oppress the people. And, you
yeah,
know,
this isn't the
New
average.
England,
this isn't the average Ford police interceptor that you can just put in any garage, put up on a lift, and repair. I mean, this thing is a custom-built, custom
it's
machine.
It's not going up on anywhere.
Right, it's going to be expensive. It's going to be very good for the manufacturer or the authorized warrant repair services for that. They're going to make money hand over fist. And
you would think, and the representative from Lenco is going to be at this meeting tomorrow night.
The head salesman from Lenco.
Oh,
is
fantastic!
Isn't that an Israeli company, Lenco? And they also manufacture in South Africa.
He claims, no, he claims, he was pitching me on the phone, so I heard a lot of what he's going to probably tell
the
city council tomorrow.
He
claims it's all American made, all American parts, etc.
Yeah, but check into who actually owns the company. It can be manufactured in this country, but I think it's an Israeli-owned or a majority-owned company, and it makes a lot of money with regard to, you know, defense and military applications. Look into
yes,
it. Find out the institutional ownership, and then you'll have some idea about really what is the reason for this. And I assume that if little Hamlets, New Hampshire, getting these Bearcats, I'm sure every major city has them, and I'm sure we have lots of them in New York, where, you know, it's sort of like the wild, wild west. But I'll tell you, one thing I can understand why the police would like that vehicle, they'll have no difficulty getting a parking space.
Thanks, Frank, for the call. I appreciate it.
It comes with they have one with an optional cow catcher that will just push vehicles right out of the way. I mean, this thing's got everything. It's the Bearcat Riot Control, equipped with heavy-duty hydraulic ram to clear cars, barriers, and any debris. Optional long-range acoustic device. I don't know what an LRAD is. Designed for effective, non-lethal crowd
dispersion. That's the one that makes the real high-pitched noise that'll basically immobilize you.
Right, just causes people to fall to the ground.
Thermal imaging too.
They have a CS gas nozzle that you can attach to it. They show this in the promo video that they pulled offline. Oh, which reminds me. So there's more sneakiness going on here. And it all happened within the last few days. So clearly it has to do with what's going on in Keene. Clearly it has to do with the pushback, the resistance they're getting from people here. And what went on was yesterday I contacted Lenko because I had reached out to the city government people knowing that there's going to be this public hearing tomorrow. And I wanted to show the city council members at this hearing the video from Lenko that was on their own YouTube channel promoting this armored attack vehicle. And the first city bureaucrat I talked to is very helpful. He's a very helpful guy, and he's always he's very friendly, and he's like, usually the answer is yes with him, and he's like one of the nicest bureaucrats you'll ever meet. And so he's like, oh yeah, you can use the projector, because they have a projector in this room, and I want to blow this video up. I want it to be as big as possible. This is a big truck, it needs to be up on the wall, right? So that was my intention, was to use their projector, bring my laptop in, hook it up, and play this video. And so he was very helpful, wanted to help me with that. And then later he emails me saying that the hammer's been put down, basically, that the city attorney and the city manager and other people met on regards to playing a video, because no one has ever requested to play a video for the city council before.
Oh.
So they had this meeting where it was determined that the video would not be allowed to be played because of copyright.
Well, wouldn't the sales guy be able to...
The copyright on the promotional video on the front page of the company that is supposed to be building this for the city council, the organization that is to approve it.
What did they have to hide?
Right.
I mean, this is on the internet for people to watch.
Well, it was
for the public.
It was. Now that again, after my conversation with the city guy, where they basically told me, no, you're not going to be allowed to play this. Now they didn't specifically threaten me with anything, but I have a feeling if I brought a laptop in and started playing this just on the laptop screen, I would probably be threatened with disorderly conduct
as usual.
If I don't stop playing it. So we'll tell you more about exactly what happened here, because that wasn't the end of it. I then contacted Lenko to get their thoughts on this matter. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Your stories about militarization of your police departments or anything you want. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to bring us whatever you want. 855-453 SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Nami,
and Mark.
We're talking about something that is affecting more and more places around this country and around the world as well. It is the militarization of your local police department. It's been going on for a long time. Frank pointed out that the Department of Homeland Security has been enabling police departments to become more militarized in the last decade, and he's right about that. But the militarization of the police predates the Department of Homeland Security. It's been going on for pretty much ever since the war on drugs kicked into gear, probably back in the 1980s. SWAT teams came about in the early 1980s, and ever since then, it's just been going downhill and with an acceleration within the last decade. Now you've got the federal government handing out $300,000 grants to local police departments in towns as small as ours here, Keene, New Hampshire. 23,000 people live here. They're getting a bearcat, unless we can somehow put a stop to it tomorrow night at the only city council public hearing they're going to bother having, and that's after they've already accepted the grant. So it's going to be pretty difficult to turn these people around, but I think there's a chance. Unlike a big city like Philadelphia or somewhere where, you know, there's 40-something or, 15 city council members, but, you know, 1-point-something million people or 2 million sure. people in the city, in this case, a fairly small group of people who are dedicated enough to come out and do something can have an effect. As was mentioned, there are already 500 petition signatures, or close to 500, that are going to be presented mm-hmm. to the council tomorrow. It is expected.
And that's a good percentage of the population.
And it's being well covered by the local media, too.
Yes, and there's also there are also people who will be coming out who are business owners locally that, you know, have been seen before at the council. So it's not just a bunch of newbie liberty activists that are going to be speaking.
Many of the councilors are in at-large seats, which are every 2 years, which means that they
That's
have
correct.
To deal with, they're getting elected every 2 years. When a list of them is distributed of who voted for the Bearcat and who voted to keep the Bearcat is really, I think, the biggest issue. When a list of them is distributed, that isn't going to be so great for them at election time.
Right, and I feel like
people really don't know what goes on in their city council, and if they're going to vote, they're usually voting on some name that they recognize, and if they can remember, oh, that's the person who did something I don't mm-hmm. like, whatever that might be, it's a killer.
And going out and talking with folks and doing my own research on this, because I've been out, like Ian, going out and getting signatures from folks, I think that the most frustrating part for me is not really having any sort of report or actual hard figures you give to people as to what the taxpayers of Keene and Cheshire County will be on the hook for regarding maintenance, upkeep,
right,
training of personnel to use this vehicle. None of those figures are available, so far as I can tell.
Sure. I mean, we don't know. We have no idea that if when this, A, that this vehicle isn't designed to break down every single month so that you have to send it back to the manufacturer. B, who's ever heard of Linco? I've never heard of Linco. That means that they don't make trucks people can get. Who fixes these trucks?
Linco.
Does it have to be put on a...
He has to go to Nashua once a month. For maintenance.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What does maintenance cost for this extraordinarily specialized vehicle? When, back in India, if you've heard of the white elephant, what a white elephant is, one emperor would, to impoverish another emperor, give them a rare white elephant. Nothing could be done with it. It could be not used for any kind of work. It couldn't be ridden. It could, nothing. You just had to maintain the white elephant, and this was intended to impoverish the other person, but it's this huge gift.
Right.
This is, in truth, a white elephant.
Interesting. You should mention that at the meeting tomorrow.
I'm afraid I'm going to be at work.
What do you mean? It's 5:30.
Well, am I even welcome to speak in a town that I
absolutely
live in?
Absolutely. This affects the county.
It affects the county. We can get signatures on this from anyone in the area because you're talking about the upkeep costs.
Yeah.
One of the excuses the city workers are going to use is, well, you don't have to worry about it, City of Keene, because the surrounding communities have committed to paying into some of the upkeep costs, too.
They certainly haven't yet.
You and your town, Mark, will be paying for the upkeep costs.
No, Mark, you have town meeting where you live, right?
Yes.
Did you have a Lenco Bearcat line item on your budget last year?
I've never even heard of it.
The town meetings that I go to certainly didn't, so I don't think any surrounding towns have actually agreed.
They said they've had an agreement, I guess, verbally. Maybe it's not
been written down. You can't get a verbal agreement from these select people.
They're going to claim they've got an agreement from the town, some surrounding towns.
How are you going to... I mean, you big fat liar.
Maybe you should come out and say, my town's not going to agree to this, so go to hell. But I think the more people that can come out aren't necessarily perceived as the usual crew or the usual crew of suspects of activists.
You don't think that I'm considered part of the usual crew of suspects?
Well, I'm not, so you're not.
Yeah. You're different because you've got kids, Mark, and you're a little more established.
I'm going to fly them
normal.
In for this.
So
you shower once in a while.
So there's a lot of outrage about this in the community. There's been a lot of people who are upset, and most everybody seems to be against it when you talk to them. So the trick is going to be to get the city council members to realize that, as I wrote in my email to them, where I linked to them to this video of this promo video, this very militarized, violence glorifying video that they have, the Lenco folks, I said to them, look, I had no problem getting petition signatures on the streets of Keene for this. So you either get to do one of two things. You can either do what the people of Keene want you to do, or you can do what the police want you to do. You can't have it both ways. And so what are they going to do? Are they going to try to satisfy the police chief and the police, or are they going to go against a whole bunch of people that possibly could vote them out of office? That's what they have to realize, is that this could be a career killer for their city council careers on into the future. And that will be, in my opinion, the only thing that will change their minds.
It's the only thing that will change their minds.
And I think for the folks who have been incumbents for a long time, we have Mitch Greenwald and Cynthia Georgina and a couple other folks whose names fail me right at the moment.
It doesn't matter. No one is here.
You know, they're not, they don't really care. Those are, I think the other folks who haven't been on city council who actually do things to change things for the better on city council, who aren't actually just there to be a city councilor. I think the folks who are new may speak their minds, but I think that the folks who have been there for a long time are just going to do status quo. Yeah, I don't think anybody...
But they want to please people. That's the thing with these... Small-town politics is different from the big cities. It's easier for them in a big city to ignore people because, well, there's a couple million people in the city. You don't represent anybody.
You're just somebody who's up here. You know, nobody ever comes to these, and if you do come to them, you must be crazy. We don't listen to crazy people, so go right ahead and speak, and we'll ignore you. I mean, that's...
But
we
here,
have to pretend like we listen to people.
Yeah, these people have to play a different game because they literally live down the street from you here. I mean, literally, one of the city councilors lives down the street from me. You know, these people are your neighbors, and they are people who want to please everyone. So they want to please the police chief, and they figured no one comes to their meetings, so they're not going to offend anybody by accepting something for the police. Whoops! They stepped in it big time. Everybody's upset about this, or it seems like the supermajority of people are upset about this, and so now they're going to have to play it differently. But look what's happening behind the scenes. As I mentioned before, I had attempted to get the city to give me access to their projector so I could play the Lenko promo video at the city council meeting. Was told after the fact, you won't be allowed to do that because the city's afraid of a copyright lawsuit by Lenko. It's total nonsense. It's just the city attorney basically, you know, blocking for Lenko, essentially preventing the city councilors attempting to prevent them from seeing this video. So I emailed
the most valid thing to be said here is that maybe since the city council has said yes, they might be on the hook for some kind of costs by saying no.
Said yes to what?
They've said yes, we'll take the credit.
No, I don't think so.
I would be inclined to agree with Ian, but what I would really like to know is why haven't we seen anything out of city council or any facts or figures from Lenko in terms of who's going to be on the hook for what the responsibility is to the surrounding towns? I've seen nothing.
Well, you should bring that up maybe at the meeting.
Absolutely. I will be at the meeting tomorrow.
Great. And what happened after this situation where I was told I wouldn't be able to show the video was Lenko, I talked to them on the phone to try to say, all right, fine, last-ditch effort. Let's see if Lenko has a problem. Of course, I knew they would, but I wanted to just talk to them anyway to see if they had a problem with me showing the video. And the salesman admitted over the phone, the head salesman who's going to be at the meeting admitted to me that, oh, the video you want to show isn't intended to be seen by anyone but police departments.
Then why is it on the internet?
Well, even so, I mean, that's not the scary part. The scary part is that they've got one video for police departments. They've got another video for the city council. The city council is to represent the people. The police department is to represent what?
The state, of course.
I mean, they show the militarized, armored personnel carrier with all the cool guns and all that, and the crash front, the front-end crash thing that can shoot gas into somebody's home. They show all that cool stuff to the cops.
Mm-hmm.
But to the city council people, I don't know. What do they got, hippies in the back? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
855-450-FREE is a SACL CAI toll-free line. Then that afternoon, Lenko all of a sudden decides to make their video private on YouTube, meaning you had to have the URL to be able to access it. But then you still could. Now it's gone for good.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.